Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild dove, Luyu, and Nature and Passion on Mondays. Dig into the twisted thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Join us at 1 p.m. on Wednesday for Keeping It Brief. And then at 10 p.m., turn up the heat with the Artist Seduction. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft of Sullen Art with Rich and Neutron and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dex. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. Saturday, split between Gray Eyes Howling at the Moon in the Canadian Wilds, bringing you Bad Company, and Exploring Aphasia with Captain B2 and Dan. And if you're looking for a little more edgier realm, then please check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Tuesday through Sunday evenings. Tuesday, come take a walk on the wild side. Thursday, join Jeremy as he brings you the Headliner's Ball. Friday, break on through with Pam. Saturday, join Aphasiana and Babylon as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. And every other Sunday, join Robert M. as he brings you the Solace of Shadows. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows. Call in to read your poems. Hang for the fun. And if you do SoundCloud, we welcome to hear your poetry in your voice. Good evening, Jean. How you doing?
Hello, Rex. I'm doing well, thank you. And how are you tonight?
Ready for some blues.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it should be a nice, soothing kind of evening. Just saying.
We got a great variety.
Great lights, great music. We're good. You can't beat that, right?
Not at all, considering the difference we got in the blues across the board. Everything from Robert Johnson on up. So we got a touch of everything.
That's pretty cool. I was surprised I didn't see one or two people I know in this contest, but maybe they just were not aware. Absolutely. It looks like a great contest. With nice entries, great list of people, and I think it'll be a great night. Absolutely. You have to excuse me, I'm a little punch drunk. What do they call that? Sleep deprived, maybe. I know, maybe not. I don't know. Just a little deprived, in one manner or another. But anyway, so just so you know, we have two people on the line with us. We have two. We have Felon and we have Randy G. So, hello, Randy. Welcome to the party.
Hello, Phil. Hello, Rex. Hello, Felon.
Hey, Randy.
Hello.
And hello.
I like what you dropped up there, Phil. Take me on back to the grave.
Thanks.
My soul
I'm
that can't
that.
Be saved.
Take me back to the grave. Yeah. I like that, too.
Very cool.
Believe me, they pack my dirt tight. They don't want me to come out. They'll probably come over with a power steam or something.
Don't want to let you out for a second go around.
No, that would not be pretty, probably.
Too funny. Oh, you guys are something else. Okay. Well, Rex, whenever you're ready, you just let me know. I'm just here for the ride.
Well, then, let the evening roll with the good tunes we got playing. And the rides to boot.
Okay. Well, here we go. Here's our first lead-in, and this is Bob Dylan, Black Crow Blues. Here we go.
Wondering, wasted and worn out. You can come to me sometime, nighttime, daytime, anytime you want. Sometimes I'm thinking I'm too high to fall.
Nice. And we've got Myriad Dark for that one, don't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll put that one up for you to read next, Rex. So here we go.
Right.
There you go, whenever you're ready.
Scarecrow Living Blues by Myriad Dark. Slept all night till midday, so uptight, feeling so worn out. Every day felt like Monday, day and night. Another page torn out, thinking about the past, and a lover who left me, I still wonder, full of doubt. I was hiking down the back roads, looking for a sacred sign, getting closer to an overload, and going out of my mind. Both my wrists were bandaged, feeling lost and abandoned. She was once a true love of mine. I gave her all I had to give, and she still took the lot. I gave her my heart and liver. At a time when time had stopped, those were the days now lost forever, between the agony and ecstasy, at a time I'd almost forgot. Sometimes I get so dizzy, trying to stand up so tall. Sometimes I get so faint and dizzy, till I have to lean up against the wall. I tried so hard to be up front and give her everything she could ever want, but end up having nothing left at all. Black crow at my window, tapping softly at the glass. Scarecrow standing in the meadow, trying so hard not to laugh. It's a barrel of monkeys being here when the end results are so severe, laying here with a razor in a cold bath. End poem. Woo-hoo-hoo. All right, Phil, what do you think?
Woo, this is my kind of right. Oh, my God. You give me that last stanza and knocked it out of the park. Black crow at my window, tapping softly at the glass. Scarecrow standing in the meadow, trying so hard not to laugh. Basically, he's saying that she just took him from everything he was, and it was already, you know, he was, to me, it's like he was out of his league when he met up with her, and yet he gave her everything. And when he said his heart and liver, I'm thinking that, you know, his health and his he's drinking everything away, and yet he's still just as dizzy as he was, because, you know, that's how he gets through the day, is getting drunk to get over her. And then that last line, laying here with a razor in a cold bath. Woof. That's an excellent ending to this, and that's a nice little blues. Wow, knocked it out of the park there, Midget. Enjoyed it.
Excellent, thank you, Phil. Randy, how about you?
Yeah, I feel the same way. In fact, what Phil said at the beginning of her thing, when I heard this, and especially the end, I thought this is a Phil poem right here, if I've ever heard one. It's It was very well done. I really enjoyed it. I thought the end was kind of tipped off earlier in the second stanza, where it said that, and going out of my mind, both wrists are bandaged, I think maybe that bathtub scene had been tried once before. So, yeah, I thought it was cleverly written and pretty intense.
Excellent. Thank you, Randy. All right, Gene, now it's up to you.
Well, you know, it really was a painful piece. You know, as we're reading through it, I'm going, okay, when you get to down to that end, it's like, wow. You know, that really was a dramatic ending to it. Because up in the stanza that Randy had spoke of, it kind of went in there, and I thought, okay, something in the past. But, you know, he whips it right around to the present in that last stanza. And, yeah, I think his emotions were really well expressed in this. And I thought it was a great take for the prompt. So nice job, Myriad, and thank you for sharing with us, as always.
Great comments, guys, and I couldn't agree more. That second stanza, as you point out, Randy, with that line, both my wrists were bandaged, feeling lost and abandoned, she was once a true love of mine. Well, that sets the tone and the pace. And I thought there might be a way out near the end, but the ending came with a double tap. Black crow at my window, and then the scarecrow standing in the meadow opposite. Because I thought up front, scarecrow living blues might be the thought of being so wrung out that you feel like a scarecrow. But this double tap at the end with the black crow and the scarecrow kind of seals the deal. And it's a barrel full of monkeys being here when the end results are so severe. Laying here with a razor and a cold bath. That ending line was definitely a crowning note to that last stanza. So, Marianne, wonderful piece. Thank you very much. And a great way to start off.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree with that one. Okay. And for my next song, we're going to pull Born Under a Bad Sign. So, here we go. The story of my life. Mine said exit. I don't know. Here we go.
Trouble.
right. And
yeah.
And my magic trick, I'm going to put up a poem for that by Dammit Dave, and I guess I'll give this one a read. I'll give it a whirl. This is called Poor Man's Son. Well, I was born a poor man's son. I make my home beneath the sky. And I ain't got no possessions, but you will never see me cry. I may be poor, but I am free. I'll hold my head up till I die. Well, my mama got sick and died when I was only just a boy. So I swallowed up my pride and learned that life can swallow joy. I'm a pawn of fate and fortune, but I've got pride you can't destroy. Yeah, I've got no luck but bad luck. On my knees I've had to crawl. No lover since I was a young buck. Now the writing's on the wall. For a man who ain't got nothing, it's sure hard to lose it all. Well, the sign I was born under was a bar in Harlem Town. So I learned to steal and plunder so that this life won't hold me down. Though I was born a poor man's son, I'll never wear a beggar's crown. End poem.
Great read, Gene. Thank you very much. And Randy, why don't you lead us off, please?
Man, this was a really, really good and powerful write by Dammit Dave. It's all the way from beginning to end. And I especially like the third stanza. Yay, I've got no luck, bad luck. On my knees, I've had to crawl. You know, ever since I was a young buck, now the writing's on the wall. For a man who ain't got nothing, it's sure hard to lose it all. I mean, those are powerful words, and I thought this whole poem was excellently written, and that was a great read as well. I really, really like this.
Nice. Thank you, Randy. And, Fel, how about you?
Wow. I was taken back by this piece as well, and you know, that last stanza as well, he summed it up very well, but each stanza I think could really stand on its very own. I mean, each one of them offers something so powerful and so insightful to his pastor. If it's about him or if it's just the blues, I don't know. Either way, he really, he just tug at your emotions. I mean, he's just like, oh, my God, he's got me down. He's got you down like, damn, he had a hard life. So that's what it's about, is actually, you know, grasping at people's emotions and making them feel the pain and the woes that you feel. And he just nailed it here. So, you know, poor man's son, I like what he says, I'll never wear a beggar's crown. You never have to. Even though you be poor, you still be rich and wealthy and other things. Excellent job, Dammit Dave.
Excellent. Thank you, Phil. All right, Gene, you read it. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that Dave really did a wonderful job with this. I thought he really captured the prompt in the piece. You know, I thought he did a great job. His rhyme and meter is always wonderful, so I always feel like all I do is keep saying the same thing about him. But it really was well done, and each stanza was wonderful. I went to this one. Well, my mama got sick and died when I was only just a boy, so I swallowed up my pride and learned that life can swallow joy. I'm a pawn of fate and fortune, but I've got pride you can't destroy. I pulled on that one because I thought that was really just well said. But they were all wonderful. So nice job, Dave. Dammit, Dave, you did it again. Anyway, I'll behave. Bye. Go ahead.
Thank you, Gene. Great comments, everybody. I go along with everybody. In fact, I just reading this, I kind of still had the music playing in the background. It had the same beat, but maybe a touch slower on the note to ringing this out, because it does walk as great blues lyrics. Well, I was born a poor man's son. I make my home beneath the sky. So it's got that nice tone ringing through it that works very well. And the storyline is one that tugs at the heart and the soul and makes you feel the pain, the blues, and the angle drawn on, which is all the purpose of the blues to begin with, making people feel that which you're pouring out of your soul, your heart, and in your voice. So, Dave, great piece. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
All right, Gene.
Okay, let me go over here, and I am here. Okay, this is called Double Cross Time, I think. double crossing time. Sorry. Okay, here we go.
You like that? I picked that one out for you, Randy.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, Randy, I'll put your piece up next. So here we go. Slow Hand by Randy G.
Okay, mine is obviously in honor of Eric Clapton, Slow Hand. I listened to John Mayall's Bluesbreakers Crusade and heard the straight-up blues Eric Clapton played. It had a tremendous influence on a 17-year-old boy. Found a paradox of how the blues brings you joy. Knew it was special, just unable to put it in words, and not hear that feeling from him in the Yardbirds. Learned a lot from Mayall, where he paid his dues, but top musicians who lived and played the blues. Then he moved on to Cream for a couple of years, sustaining blues improvisation on Disraeli Gears. And got Steve Winwood, along with Cream alum Ginger Baker, formed Blind Faith for just one album. Go solo, we played with Derek and the Dominoes for Delaney and Bonnie on some laid-back shows. After some personal problems, he had a new plan, a different style that introduced us to Slow Hand. Continuing on with Big Hit, Wonderful Tonight, covering J.J. Cale's Cocaine, It Seems So Right. To the present, he sought out for collaboration by superstars who honor him with their adulation. End poem.
Great read, Randy. Thank you very much. All right, Belle, what do you think?
I think I got a lesson about Eric Clapton, some stuff I didn't know, honestly. And I'm glad I got to hear this poem tonight. I think this has got a lot of, this is a great tribute to him, as, you know, I was still alive, but I think this is just a great, like a little bio of him, and also just how he became who he is, and I think that is singing the blues, is because his life was the blues, and, you know, I didn't really know much about Eric Clapton. I only know a few songs, but the ones that I do know, I do enjoy, and he does stand out in uniqueness, and so this is just an excellent right way to go, Randy.
Nice. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, Gene, what do you think?
Well, Randy, I think you did an excellent job here. You know, it was a great nod to Clapton, and you're so wonderful when it comes to the details in your piece, when in your poems, when you do a tribute like that, because you give us, like, I didn't know half of this information, but it doesn't come off as being like a lesson. It just comes off as, you know, it's just truth. Although it's full of facts, it doesn't come off being a factual piece. You know what I mean? And I think that that's really wonderful. And that's not easy to do, because sometimes people write things and it comes off as, oh, I'm going to teach you this. But you don't. You just have a wonderful way about putting it together and giving us all fodder, you know, to think about when it comes to these artists. And I think that you do a fine job with that. And thanks for sharing with us tonight, as always.
Thanks, Phil.
Excellent. I got to agree. When Clapton left the Yardbirds, he joined John Mayall in 66. That's why I picked out that song. That was one he wrote with John Mayall for that Beano album that he was on. And it's called Double Cross and a Blues. And some great guitar work in there. I figured that'd be a nice start to the thought, considering you went with a slow hand. And you did touch on Wonderful Tonight and Cocaine at the back end, because he did have some hard times. And that 461 Ocean Boulevard album was excellent. It kind of is his reintroduction back into Framework after some difficult times, so to speak. He had hard life. He had an addiction he had to kick, but you didn't roll into that. You hit everything else in between. From the Blues Breakers to Delaney and Bonnie, Derek and the Dominoes, Blind Faith, Cream. You loaded up with everything through those early years, 63, 64, 65, right on up to him still playing today. And, I got to see him in 78, 79, when that album came out. So I had a blast. That was a great concert. And Cocaine was his extra song at the end, a celebration, so to speak. Wonderful show, great musician, and a wonderful piece here, Randy. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rex. Yeah, I've been a huge Clapton fan, obviously, since I was a teenager, and loved all of this stuff through all the different iterations that he's gone through. And like you said, he's had serious problems, drug problems, and loss of his son. And, you know, that's living the blues.
Yeah, and do you remember the sign back in the day, painted on the wall in London? Clapton is God.
Clapton's God. Yep. Sure do.
Talent. Right. Great stuff. Okay, the next piece I'm going to put up is called Daughter of the Everglades. So here we go.
Well, you raised by the river, down in the lowland, where the air is starting to stir, the night is no safe place to stand. Didn't read the rise to peak, voices I can't understand. Flamingo playing in the sea, to the silent sky.
Daughter of the Everglades, you never made it clear. Daughter of the
from your daddy crazy talking fisherman. In this place there is no law, the river makes all the rules. What they are I found out when I came. Why did you bring me here? Daughter of the Everglades, my love has turned to fear. Child of the river, let me feel you there. Don't cheat by the river you live for now.
lot of recognition. That was Rory Gallagher. Unfortunately, he died way too young at 47 back in 95.
Right, right. Absolutely. That was a great tune for sure. So let me put up the poem that goes with that one. This is the Bitter of the Everglades by Wild Swimmer. And Fallon, I'm going to ask you to read it for us. Thanks.
Absolutely. This is by Wild Swimmer. It's called Daughter of the Everglades. Well, you look like the Delta when the moon had fled the sky. Snake tail stew upon the stove makes your absence a lie. Who taught you how to splice a rope and only cry when you're alone? Your daddy was a fisherman, and he was crazy to the bone. All my dreams are in the shape of you, and every lowland seems to seep. The river makes the rules, you said, in a voice that haunts my sleep. And even though you sleep in the clay, your ghost is what I came to find. Girl, I came to look for you in a bid to save my mind. 21, you'll always be, and I'll go swimming in your hair. And when death comes to look for me, that's where you'll find me. I'll be there. Take me back to the river where the bullfrogs watches the stars. I can't get back to living when my mind is full of scars. End poem.
Great read, Bell. Thank you very much. Randy, why don't we start with you? What do you think?
Well, that was an excellent read, Phil. And yeah, this is a really interesting piece. I like it. It had a really good flow to it. Like it taught you how to splice a rope and only cry when you're alone. Your daddy was a fisherman and he was crazy to the bone. And then further down, 21 you'll always be, and I'll go swimming in your hair. And when death comes to look for me, that's where you'll find me. I'll be there. I mean, each little stanza was powerful in its own right, and it flowed very well together. And all the way down to the end, I can't get back to living, and my mind is full of scars. A really powerful ending and a good ride. I really enjoyed it.
Excellent. Thank you, Randy. And Gene, how about you?
Well, you know, I have to agree with Randy Fallon. You did a great job with the read. What a wonderful write this is. I think it really was a great take on the prompt, and I think it was well put together. I like the short lines of it because, you know, I'm notorious for short lines and a lot of what I do. But here... Let's see. Here, who taught you how to splice a rope and only cry when you're alone? Your daddy was a fisherman, and he was crazy to the bone. You know, there's a bunch of little tidbits in here that run through and just create the whole, and I think it was just nicely done. You know, all my dreams are in the shape of you, and every lowland seems thirsty. You know, and the river makes the rules, you said, in a voice that haunts my sleep. I don't know. I really enjoyed it, and I think the rhyme and the meter of this was excellent. And, yeah, it was just a clever clever job. So, well done, Wild Swimmer, and I hope to hear more from you in the future. Nice job.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Gene. All right, Belle, you got to read it. How about you?
Oh, I enjoyed reading it, too. The cadence on it was spot on, and just like Gene said, the meter, you know, the rhyme and meter was just perfect. And I think so, too. I think the nice little tight sentences and stanzas really makes this stand out to give it that oomph. What I really like about it is the fact that he's saying this woman is a rough, tough chick. Don't need no man. She can do everything that she wants to do, and she doesn't like, you know, she doesn't wear her heart on her sleeves, and she's a tough girl, but yet he wished she'd be a little more soft and gentler. Or, you know, be more of a woman. And in the end, you know, he still was lost in her hair and everything. I like the take on it with the Everglades. I mean, he has so many little metaphors in here to take it back to that. I think it's just an excellent write, and it's so much the blues. And I'm really impressed with his writing. I'd like to see more from Wild Swimmer as well. So great job, buddy.
Oh, great comment there, Phil. And you're right, because I think The only thing that would have made this a little bit better if he had dropped in that line from the song itself, Daughter of the Everglades, with another addition to it, because this kind of matches up to the sound as well as the depth of the song itself. And almost, if I'm not mistaken, the voice within the language also works within the music itself. And he's great. Went a little deeper. I like the thought in this. You look like the delta when the moon had fled the sky, and the thought of snake tails stew upon the stove makes your absence blind. Great thoughts there. And again, the same thing with Splicer wrote. Your daddy was a fisherman and he was crazy to the bone. So he's got all these little touches in here, which actually makes this sit within that venue, and you can almost smell the swampy fixture and hear the alligator slapping tail on the lake down in the Everglades. So this is a wonderful piece there, Wild Swimmer, and I agree with Gene. Hope to see more of you, and thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Hey, you got some great pieces so far.
We sure do. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put up a piece by... I don't want to go out of rotation, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to put up Wonderful Tonight by Eric Svensson. By Eric Clapton. And then we'll play Eric Svensson. Jesus. Okay, there we go. Yes.
excellent tune from Slow Hand, 1977. Now, that was a tour I got to see early 78. Great show. All right, Gene.
Excellent. Okay, let me find, here's a piece by Eric Stenson called Wonderful Tonight. There you go.
Wonderful tonight, husk with Elon Musk, we lift off at dusk. Two elephant tusks, galaxy hitchhikers, wonderment spikes, Prometheus slips through stratosphere hymen. Once in orbit, spacesuits are traded for Merlin cloaks. Fine gossamer silk billows, emerald green of weeping willows. Elon's telepathic question is answered. Ambient surround sound button press. Strains of Eric Clapton's Wonderful Tonight siphons through my DNA. Double helix strains recalibrate. Afloat in zero gravity wonderment I peer out. Beautiful Lady Earth, cobalt blue beneath. Late in the evening, I wonder what clothes to wear. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, emerald green billows around me. I intercept a telepathic message from Eric Clapton. Think of DNA strings as guitar strings. Elon smiles, winks as he glides past me. Strings and strains to be rearranged. Presses, strums, pauses, spaces in between. My veins become crystal rivers. Time to go home now. Spaces in between. Pauses, strums, presses. Slow hand steady, sudden turbulence as space-time caves in. Buoyed up by Wonderful Tonight, I take a last look at beautiful Lady Earth. Effervescent, luminous blue moon ball dips beyond the horizon. Finally, Prometheus returns me to my ancestral Pleiadian home. A journey of 446 light years is underway. Presses, strums, pauses, spaces in between. End poem.
Excellent read, Eric. Thank you very much for SoundCloud. It is greatly appreciated. All right, Fel, what do you think?
I knew you were coming to me. I like how he uses Elon Musk and basically, you know, because he was the founder of SpaceX, and I think that's where he's trying to say, you know, husk with Elon Musk, we lift off at dusk. And then, you know, the elephant in the room, he says two elephants, Rusk, of the galaxy hitchhikers. Basically, I mean, then he comes back down to describing himself into a moment. You know, I think what I like about Eric's writes is that he writes off the cuff. And he writes whatever comes to mind to him and what it resembles for him. And no matter what it is, he just lets whatever write itself. And to me, that's unique in that poetry, and that just speaks of his writing abilities. as always, Eric, you just knock it out of the park. I just love the way that, I love his verbiage. I think that I like how he puts things that shouldn't go together together, and he makes it work. And for that, my hat's off to him. Great job, buddy.
Excellent. Thank you, Belle. Randy, how about you?
Yeah, I found this to be really intriguing. I mean, you know, it's a space odyssey of its own right. I like the way he starts off with a wonderment spice from the deep slips through stratosphere. I'm in once in orbit, spacesuits are traded for Merlin's cloaks, fine gossamer silk billows, emerald green of weeping willows. Like Felon said, it seems that some of these things are unrelated, but yet they flow together and they make sense within the concept of the poem. And as it went on, I just was more and more involved with it. He did a wonderful job doing the sound cloud. It made it all sound that much better. Elon smiles, winks as he glides past me, strings and strains to be rearranged, presses, strums, pauses, spaces in between. Yeah, it was really neat. I really liked it. I think that's the first poem of his I've ever heard, but I'll certainly want to search out some more after this.
Excellent. Thank you, Randy. Gene, how about you?
You know, I like this piece by Eric. I think I liked, first of all, I thought it was an intriguing take on the prompt. And I liked his use of couplets throughout. I thought it was really well penned. You know, I started trying to, like, find a couplets that I liked. I had to find one with words I could pronounce, though. I'm not going to say which ones I didn't, or why. But I liked, late in the evening, I wonder what clothes to wear. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, emerald green billows around me. I intercept a telepathic message from Eric Clapton. Think of DNA strings as guitar strings. Elon smiles, winks as he glides past me. Strings and strains to be rearranged. Presses, drums, pauses, spaces in between. It was clever. It really was. And it was unique. And I was surprised to see you wrote about Elon Musk. But I don't know why, Chris. You know, Eric always pulls in from different directions. And I do enjoy that in all of his work. But, yeah, he did a nice job with this piece. Absolutely. It's a great work. And thank you, Eric.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, everybody. Thank you very much. I'll tell you what. He took the thought of You Are Wonderful Tonight and dropped it into the thought of the earth itself and physically looking at the earth in this boundary beyond our natural orbit, which is a perfect venue to drop in with Elon Musk because of SpaceX. This sort of galaxy hitchhiker. So you've got a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the two elephant tusks. You think of the elephant's graveyard, where you go home at your time of dying, so to speak. You've got Merlin cloaks in here. Nice touch to the sort of magic. And then a stranger X class in Wonderful Tonight siphons through my DNA. Double helix strains recalibrate. So there's a notion of all of a sudden, and that from the original, I feel fine tonight. So he gets that in there too. A float in zero gravity wonderment, I peer out, beautiful Lady Earth, cobalt blue beneath, that idea of you looking wonderful tonight. And then it's late in the evening, I wonder what clothes to wear. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed emerald green billows around me, a thought to the cosmos. And then the thought from I intercept the telepathic message. Again, the touch to the implants that are now being what people are hinting on. What else have we got here? A journey of 446 light years is underway. The thought to finally returning to an ancestral home. The Pleiades, another nice touch to you. The Seven Ladies. And precious strums, pauses, spaces in between. That was a nice touch as well. Eric, this was a very unique piece. And you did it just. And you slowed down the tempo of the song to meet your voice. So it works with the music itself, which was another clever touch. Excellent piece. Thank you very much. All right, Dean. Hey,
well, that now brings me to I Got the Blues. So here it goes.
I will not do that to you.
Yeah, nothing drives me more. I'll put a poem up and I'll go over and I'll look something else up and I come back and I can't find the link so I can read the poem. So I appreciate that, Felon. I do. Okay, now Rex, I'm going to get you to read this next piece, and this goes with that song. It's called "Blues in Gray" by Pee Wee Cousin.
All right, "Blues in Gray" by Pee Wee Cousin. Gray are these desolate tones of home, days given of me to roam, memories of those neon nights upon just giving up the fight. Did you stay tuned into watch me slip away? Everywhere you go is just another place. My world is turning right into another day. When you went away, left me the blues in gray. Gray, remembering you leave home, saying goodbye to world I know, watching the stork drop a child, you standing there with that smile. In the cold dawn and lonesome mist outside, you had sold me a great big pack of lies. In last rays of light of our love you sacrificed, everything beautiful for this gray eternal night. Through those existential mists meandering through my abyss, as your love learns to fly, watch them fall and die. I would stay here for you if you wanted me to, and I did for you every single thing I could do. Got some holes in my clothes and my shoes. Why are you always leaving these old and gray blues and poem? And Gene, why don't we start with you?
Because I'm not ready. Sorry. I was doing something. I apologize.
All right. Randy, why don't we start with you, please?
Yeah, this was a very good blues, had a good blues feel to it all the way through. I thought there was some really powerful lines, Cold Dawn and Lonesome Mist Outside. You Had Sold Me, The Great Dead Pack of Lies, and Last Rays of Light, I Love You Sacrifice, Everything Beautiful for This Gray Eternal Night. I mean, those are wonderful blues lyrics through those existential myths meandering through my abyss. As your love learns to fly, watching them fall and die. Sad and powerful words, but very bluesy. I appreciated the whole poem. I thought it was very well written, and you did a good read on it.
Excellent, Randy. Thank you very much. And Belle, come on in.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to say you also did a great read on it as well. But I guess the thing that stuck out to me is the cold dawn and lonesome mist outside. You had me sold, me, a great big pack of lies. And the last rays of light of your love, of our love, you sacrifice everything beautiful for this gray eternal night. I like how you use gray with a G-R-E-Y, and that's the gray of something that, you know, it's not the color, it's the gray of, to me, it's more of a description of a feeling or emotion. And I think that's what this poem needed, and I like the fact how he used just that one single word, gray, just to remind you, you know, things are not what, they're not, they're dim, they're not bright and beautiful. So excellent right there.
Nice. Thank you very much. And Jean, what to you?
Well, I'm kind of ready now, which is hopeful. You always seem to know what I'm not, so I have to give it to you. You know, I think that Pee-wee did a good job with this, right? It was well done take on the prompt, and each stanza was very well written. But I think you tied it up really nicely in the last stanza. I would stay here for you if you wanted me to, and I did for you every single thing that I could do. Got some holes in my clothes and my shoes. Why are you always leaving these old and gray blues? I thought that had a real true ring of the blues, you know, right in there. And nicely done, Pee-wee, and thanks for sharing with us.
Nice, Gene, thanks. And Belle, you're right. Using gray in this particular tone does set a voice within it. A gray are the desolate tones. You get a double whammy right there up top. And at the back end, right into another day when you went away, left me the blues and gray. And then, again, dropping into single gray. Gray. And I like this stanza just for the pure heartache that comes out of this one by itself. Gray, remembering you leave home, saying goodbye to a world I know, watching a stork drop a child, you standing there with that smile. Well, that offers up a whole lot of pain right there in that stanza all by itself. And then dropping right after that, in the cold dawn and lonesome mist outside, you had sold me a great big pack of lies. In last rays of light of our love, you sacrificed everything beautiful for this gray eternal night. Again, dropping beautiful and gray opposite each other as a note to what once was and what now is. So, Pee-wee, wonderful piece, man. Thank you very much.
Okay. And the next one I'm going to put up is Etta James.
I would rather go blind, boy.
Absolutely.
I know, I love her.
Okay. Well, Fallon, if you would do us the honors of reading this next piece. It's called I Can See What Was Once Blunt by Fallon. Imagine that.
Imagine that one.
Someone say,
here we go. It's called I Can See What Was Once Blind. Knew the end was near as I become colder. Caught the glare you both shared. Knew the end was near. Your lies said goodbye as caught your shadows off the moonlight. Woo. There's something better to define joy than to sit free to seek, and I got wise. Now go. Woo. Finding all the love rather than have your touch, taking back what I used to grieve. He's fading. Toast your fall, can't I, cause I won't, cause I won't stop loving me. Now go. Woo woo. There's no us. Quitting the chaos, your lies, cheating, and defeating me, just step. I'm the protection to the past. You held it with a grip. Look at me now. Concealed it for years with being fake, not today. Woo. And not waiting. There's something better to define joy. Then to set you free to seek, and I got wise. Now go. Woo. Finding all of me rather than not your touch. Taking back what I used to grieve. He's fading. Something better to define joy. End point.
Great read. Well, thank you very much. All right, Jane, now we're going to get you first up.
Fallon, how come you didn't sing it?
Girl, you don't want me to do that today.
I think you did a great job with this piece. You really did, and I think it was a great reflection of the prompt. It was your twist on it, and I like that. And I think you really did a fine job. Toast your fall, cause I won't stop loving me. Now go, woo woo. There's no us. Quitting the chaos, your lies, cheating and defeating me. Just step. I'm the protection to the past you held with a grip. Look at me now. You know, just well said. Very well said. Strong lines. Expression of the emotions and the intent. I mean, you did a great job. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jane. And Randy, how about you?
Yes. Great read, Phil. And I liked the brush from the beginning. Knew the end was near as I became colder. Caught the glares of you both shared. Knew the end was near. Your lies said goodbye. Just caught your shadows off the moonlight and down, finding all of me, rather not have your touch, taking back what I used to grieve, he's fading. Quitting the chaos, your lies, cheating and defeating me, just step. I'm the protection to the past you held with a grip, look at me now. And then taking back what I used to grieve, he's fading, something better to define, joy. It was pretty powerful all the way through, and kind of the opposite of the song in that, in here, you don't need anybody, and you're not going to go blind waiting for. Well done.
No way. Thank you. Thank you, Randy.
Well said, Randy. Thank you. I got to agree with Randy, Phil. It does start with the top. There's something very definitive with the voice itself. Knew the end was near, your life said goodbye, as caught your shadows off the moonlight. So you've spotted that one last time that sets you the notion, hey, can't take no more of this crap. And that third stanza hits the defining note as well. Quitting the chaos, your lies, cheating and defeating me, just step. I'm the protection to the past you held with a grip. Look at me now. There's strength in that last line right there, knowing you can stand up on your own and not be held in defiance against your own will and judgment, so to speak. And then that last stanza, concealed it for years with being fake, not today. Woo, I'm not waiting. There's something better to define joy. Then set you free to seek, and I got wise, now go. Woo, finding all of me, rather not have your touch. Taking back what I used to grieve, he's fading. Something better to find joy. And that is celebration of self.
Yes, I'd rather go blind, boy, than have to put up with your crap. I don't care who you with. I'll put you both your eyeballs out, both of you. So.
Well, I read your comment. I won't go blind. I'll take his eyes first.
That's right, because I like seeing stuff. He goes. Last thing he's going to see is something coming sharp to his eyeball. That's just me. But thanks, guys.
That was a wonderful
What, Phil?
Damn crowd. I said, tough damn crowd around here. Jeez. Getting out eyeballs and everything else. My. Okay, I'll tell you what. The next piece I'm going to put up is one that I skipped over and I don't want to forget to keep track of. And this is by Betty Page. So let me put up Led Zeppelin, Going to California.
Wait. nightmare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never born. Standing on a hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
I'm going to put up the piece by Betty Page that goes with it, and then I guess I'll give it a read. Yeah. Strawberry wine. You are in my mind, sipping California wine, sweet strawberry kind. Smoking sticky green, kaleidoscope rainbow dreams. Love, you set the scene. Crude sunset divine, you're my surreal, so sublime. Sweeter than fine wine. I get drunk on you, mesmerizing me, insane, addicted, so true. Intoxicate me, caressing my broken heart, mending my lost soul. Let's make time stand still. Take me to another world. Steal my blues away. Kiss away my tears. Save me from my drowning heart. Embrace me, divine. Ride with me wildly, winding down my every curve. I'll wander no more. Never let me go. World's so cruel. Let's run away, far beyond the sea. Just you loving me. Indulge in strawberry wine. Nourish me with love. Softly touching me as you hold me in your arms. Invade all my dreams. You are on my mind, sipping California wine. Sweet strawberry kind. Smoking sticky green, kaleidoscope rainbow dreams. Love, you set the scene. Crude sunset divine. You're my surreal, so sublime, sweeter than fine wine. I get drunk on you, mesmerizing me, insane, addicted, so true. End quote.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. And Sal, what do you think?
Oh, wow. Betty Page, I love this. I like the repetitiveness in certain stanzas. I think that adds to it because in these kind of songs back then, you know, from what I can see and remember, they do have a lot of repetitive certain stanzas that they repeat over and over, like a chorus or something, because that hammers home what they're trying to say. And I think when it says, you're on my mind, sipping California wine, sweet strawberry kind, and then she goes, smoky, sticky green, kaleidoscope, rainbows, dreams, love, you set the scene. I think this is just absolutely just a great take on the prompt, and I think it takes us back to the 70s, and I think that's what the blues is about. And wow, Betty Page, excellent job.
Nice. Well, thank you very much. All right, Jean, you got to read it. How about you?
You know, I thought there was a lot of great imagery in this piece, and I enjoyed her take on the prompt for sure. You know, I have to say, I agree with Selena. I like the repeat lines. Where the heck? Yeah, I figured I scrolled up. I should have scrolled down. You know, between her, you are on my mind, sipping California wine, sweet strawberry kind, smoking sticky green, kaleidoscope rainbow dreams, love, you set the scene. You know, there's two there, and then when you get to that other one, I get drunk on you, mesmerizing me, insane, addicted, so true. You know, she really, she held true to her I don't want to use the words take on her prompt again, but she did. She really held true to that, and I think that she did a fine job with it. So well done, Betty, and thanks for sharing with us, as always.
Thank you. Phil, you hit the right note with that 70s touch, because she starts right off sipping California wine, sweet strawberry kind. There used to be ad on the market. I don't know if they make Lennon folk anymore. It was called Boone's Song, Strawberry Hill. That was one of their flavored wines way back in the day. We're going back 50 years now, close on. So, yeah, that starts off the tone in the note, plus the sticky green. That works well in the angle, too. And the thought, Cruise Sunset Divine, both the thought of the sunset down the PCH, but also Sunset Boulevard. And I got drunk on you, mesmerizing me, insane, addicted, so true, intoxicate me, caressing my broken heart, mending my lost soul. So that defining little touch right there, caressing my broken heart, mending my lost soul, just drifting out of that blues, but with the wine and the sticky green, and then sort of a kiss away my tears, save me from my drowning heart, embrace me divine. Again, that note to heartache. And then ride me, wild me, winding down my every current, I'll wander no more. Implications is a duality in that note, both for the thought of the drive, but also the woman itself. And then again, she never let me go, world's too cruel, let's run away, far beyond the sea. That wish for something more than what was just handed out and delivered so succinctly. Nicely done, Betty. And a longer piece, too. It's, what, 15 stanzas here. So, excellent.
Yeah. And, Lex, just in case you need it, I put up the link so you can order it. It'll be shipped to your home. They still got it.
Hey, I don't want to say
I'll never drink it again.
I remember back in the day because I used to be able to walk in the liquor store at 17 and buy anything I wanted.
Right.
Well, I'll see up a nest things for them. I don't want no more.
I don't need. Well, at least it was better than what was often in the day. Mad Dog 2020, and then you had Nana Sugar, and then it was White Lightning, the other one, and they were horrible. So the Boone Farm was a step up.
I don't know, Rex. I kind of like the MD20.
I used to get it for like $1.25 a bottle.
Yeah.
That's why we got so drunk.
Whew. I know. but then again, we had a beer back then called Maximus Super. It was an 8% beer, the strongest beer on the market.
Oh, my God.
I could see you drinking
I
that.
I don't know.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know. I was the Mad Dog kind of girl, but it's okay. It's okay. Yes, I was. And I have to admit, I drank some Schlitz malt liquor in my day. Way, way, way back.
I never did the shit. Never.
It was
that was walking a bit too low for me.
it was cheap and the bull was nice. I like the bull.
Well, I'm talking. Well, way back in the day, back then in the 70s, there was some really hard beer. I mean, you had Red, White, and Blue. You had Pabst Blue Ribbon. Oh God, there was some hard stuff.
Well, I couldn't drink back then. I was only like maybe 5 or 6.
Oh my goodness! She did not just go there.
Listen to me, you guys.
Oh my God! Okay, guys, and I'm gonna put the next piece up. This is called Phonograph Blues. Here we go.
Got a phonograph and it won't sail on somewhere. Yeah, did she got a phonograph, but it won't sail on somewhere. What evil have I done? What evil have the poor girl done? But yeah, I broke my wine and chain. Yeah, did I love my pornograph? And yeah, I broke my wine and chain. And you've taken my loving and give it to your man. Now we played it on the sofa now. We played inside the wall, My needles have got rusty, baby. It will not play at all. We played it on a surfer, and we played it by the wall. But my needles have got rusty, and it will not play at all.
Locket Blues, a song by Colab. Man, I gave you locket, the one with my picture in it. Man, I gave you locket, the one with my picture in it. Now you wear it with another on the other side of town. Now you're wearing it with another on the other side of town. I said, man, I gave the locket, the one with my picture in it. And man, I gave the locket, the one with my picture in it. Now you place it with another, dancing with him around town. Now you place it with another, dancing with him around town. Man, stop swaying your hips, making my head spin around. Minnie, stop swaying your hips, making my head spin around. Now you're doing with another on the other side of town. Now you're doing with another on the other side of town. I said, Minnie, I gave you locket, the one with my picture in it. I said, man, I gave you locket, the one with my picture in it. Now you do it with another on the other side of town. Now you do it with another on the other side of town. Now you do it with another on the other side of town.
Woohoo, Colab. Excellent, SoundCloud. Thank you for that. It is much appreciated. Oh, Fel, what do you think?
She had me singing with her. I'm serious.
Nice.
Now you're doing it with another on the other side of town. I was like, doing it with another on the other side of town. I mean, I was like, okay, this is catchy. I mean, that's what it's about, is getting that, those hooks in and getting those lines that just that draw you in, and she does that. I mean, I like the repetitiveness in it, and I think that she really just brought her game on this one, and I think this, and I like the way she was brave enough to come and sing it, because I think she did a really great job at that, and I'm glad she shared it with us. Way to go, Colab.
Excellent. Thank you, Phil. All right, Gene, what do you think?
You know, I thought this was just fabulous. And I thought it was an excellent take on the prompt, and it was so very well presented. She did a great job with that, for real. You know, I went to pick through the lines and was like, well, gosh, you know, how do you do it, right? You pick the ones that sounded best in your ear when she was singing. Nah, you know, you just pick them. But I thought the whole thing was wonderful. Minnie, I gave you a locket, the one with my picture in it. Now you're wearing it with another on the other side of town. Now you replace it with another dancing with him around town. You know, I mean, it just, I don't know, it was just fabulous. And I was with you, Phil, and I was kind of like almost singing along with it, too. It just draws you in. It really, she really did a fabulous job. So, nice work. And thank you for sharing with us tonight, Colette.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. She thought this was UGG because she had just got, when I emailed her about if she was going to do a SoundCloud, she had just gotten back from a concert where she had been singing. And she said, you can use this or you can do it. I said, no, I got this. You got this one right. And she did a great job with it. And she set the right tempo and tone, as well as that bluesy feel with her voice, not to mention the language she dropped in this, that locket, now wearing someone else's pick, the one that he gave her. Nice touch there, Colette, and thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Okay. Well, Rex, I'm going to have you read the next one.
We got a late entry too. There's another one on the board.
Oh, okay. I'll double check that one. Let me play this one here and.
My girl, don't lie.
Okay, well, since we have a late entry, I guess I'll read Pam's piece, and then we'll put that one for you. Okay, this is called A Forest That Keeps Secrets by Pam Ray. There's a forest of damnation growing through my mind, reminding me that love has never been too kind. An unmarked grave with your kiss, a blue song in my heart, every touch that I will miss is tearing me apart. Old pine trees are growing tall to cover those dark secrets, a knotted line of woodland wall to be my love's final keeper. I wear this old black shawl as an expression of my grief, while maggots squirm and crawl around the final thief. My spirit, it was broken, my feelings are betrayed. I offered a final token as I danced upon your grave. I know where you are sleeping. I do not need to ask. All the tears that I keep weeping are anger's silver mask.
Nice. Well, what do you think? Yeah,
oh
you like
God.
That, didn't you? It
yeah,
kind of
this is so
up your alley.
That sweet little love poem, she just knocked we've already forgot about that. She wrote this, you don't mess with a scorned woman. That's the worst thing you could ever do is really hurt a woman and to try to, you know, mock them or try to make them feel less than. Because it's coming. You don't know when it's coming. When it comes, nobody's going to know but you and her, and it's over. You're going to be like, you know, like you said, in the forest, we're going to plant new trees and have, the only thing that's going to shadow you is some pine. And then we ain't going to box you up in a pine box. We're just going to throw you in the ground and then dance on it. So, yeah, this is, I love it. Excellent, excellent ride. And don't ever, I don't think I'm ever going to mess with Pam. Ever.
Oh, thank you, Belle. All right, Gene, you got to read it. You feel dark and
I don't
cold.
Know. I've been saying not to mess with Pam since that day I met her almost. She's dangerous. I can tell. I like it. I love Pam. I think her work is great. This was really something. You know, I thought she did a nice job, and it was very well expressed, and I like the take on the prompt. But I had to grab up these two stanzas. My spirit, it was broken. My feelings were betrayed. I offered a final token as I danced upon your grave. I know where you are sleeping. I do not need to ask. All the tears that I keep weeping are anger's silver mask. Yeah, she just, I don't know. She can put it together. No matter what the topic is, she really pulls it off. And I think that this is no exception to that. It's a fine job and a great take on the prompts for tonight. Well done. Well done,
not
well
needed.
Done.
Yeah, she took the literality of that song and dipped into the that sort of in the pines where the sun don't shine. The old pines are growing tall to cover those dark secrets. A knotted line of woodland wall to be my love's final keeper. And then the sort of wear this old black shawl through an expression of my grief. While maggots squirm and crawl around the final thing. Nice touch there. And what was that? Our anger silver mask. That was a nice touch. It kind of that note to here's your 30 pieces of silver. Hope you choke on them while you're dying, while you're dead, your grave. So, yes, brutal on the blues end of things, especially with the maggots.
Yeah.
You got to have maggots.
Oh, yes. You can't have anything screwing around without at least having the maggots to eat up the goodies that are left behind.
Yeah. Maybe that's like that.
Oh, my God.
Find a it's like a wonderful garnish on those pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they're crunchy. Full of protein.
Oh.
Someone else's protein, but full of protein.
I know, Rex, the line is, They're slimy yet satisfying. That's from The Lion King. Just saying. Slimy yet satisfying. Yeah. Okay, Rex, I'm putting this next one up for you. This is called Cold
All
Sweats
right.
in the Summer Night by JB2550 again. There we go. Whenever you're ready.
All right. Cold Sweats in the Summer Night by JB2550 again. I feel the wind as she slowly opens the door. Oh, yeah. The breeze hits me so hard, I nearly hit the floor. Oh, she makes my mind go into a jumble. As she walks toward the bar, I feel the earth begin to rumble. Now look at her throwing back her drink. My mind starts moving slowly as I think. Will I be able to make it? How far will I get? The heat is on, but I'm freezing from this cold sweat. Yeah, cold, cold sweat running down the center of my back. My organs should be cooking, but feel like an ice pack. The nervousness I wish I could soon forget. But no, no, I'm sweating a cold sweat. Baby, baby, please listen, even though my voice does stammer. I'm usually not this way. I'm usually a blues jammer. But the tension of your beauty is messing with my mind, because from Tupelo to Memphis, another like you we won't find. But to my surprise, she takes my hand. She said I was hoping to meet a member of the band. Now a hand I thought would be warm, you can bet. But oh no, oh no, I was feeling a cold sweat. Yeah, cold, cold sweat running down the center of my back. My organs should be cooking, but feel like an ice pack. The nervousness I wish I could soon forget. But no, no, I'm sweating a cold sweat. And boom.
Woo-hoo.
All right, Val, what do you think of that?
Oh, yeah, I like this. I think there's always that one out there, you know, you think that you can just go and just be a one-eyer and go from here to there, and there's going to be that one that's just going to knock you off your feet and make you get that cold, cold sweat. And you're not hot and heavy. You're just like, oh, my God, why am I feeling this way? She's got me feeling a different kind of way, and that's the kind that's the blues, because guess what? She just wanted to be a member of the band. She ain't looking for nothing more, but he fell in love on first sight, you know. And by her taking his hand and the cold sweatiness of it, she's like, no, I just, we might get it on, but that's about it. I listen to the band and go about my way. So I like this. Sometimes you can take take the ones that think they're everything down with just one little glance. So I love it.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Phil. Gene, how about you?
Yeah, I thought it was a great write. It was clever and well done. She sure had his nerves all turned around. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, break a cold sweat. I don't know. That's a bad case of nerves right there. Bad case of nerves. But a really well-written piece. So I enjoyed it very much.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's that note of when you're all it, but all of a sudden that blues jammer turns into a heavy, heavy stammer because the look that comes across your eye is something that you would never thought you would spy, and all of a sudden, you ain't that cool blue jammer no more. Because not only are you bleeding from your fingertips and sweating in your palms, but damn, that tickle down the center of your back is that says danger, danger. You're all locked and loaded, and she's on your mind. I like this. And this was just this was a late entry, just a half hour old. So, thank you, JB.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Rex, I have one more. I have a short one. This one was written for you. So let me put it up for you. This is by Lawrence 67. So here we go.
Night, Belle.
Good night. Good night, guys. Ooh. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Okie dokie. I thought you were gone already.
Bye.
Nothing But the Blues by Lawrence 67. Hey, Betsy, why so down? How's that flag coming? I'm so aggravated, I feel it to the bones. I cannot finish it. I can't do the stripes, just the stars. Why is that, Betsy? Because I've got nothing but the blues. I like that. Lawrence, thank you very much. And Jean, how about a fitting close on that note? What do you think? Did I lose you? Or was I here alone? Is it my turn to sing the blues? Or are you just mutating?
Oh, you know, I put myself on mute. And that's what I am. Couldn't get away the whole night without doing it, right? I had to do it right at the very end.
Hey.
Yeah. I
don't think you've ever done that before, waited till the end for a mutation.
Usually I'm in and out of it 15 times, like getting screwed up. But, yeah, I was trying to be good. I was trying. Sometimes I'm very trying, if somebody had any questions about that. But, yeah, the piece by Lawrence was fun. It was clever, you know, short and sweet. So, but, you know, when I see those pieces, I know that they're pretty much intended for you to read. So I try and hang on to them for you. But, yeah,
and this
was
a little
it was
bit
great
different.
Show tonight, right?
No Alfie in the night.
Yeah, right.
And I like the tone for Betty Rock.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my God. She's only got the blues, remember? She's only got the blues. Can't do it if you only have the lights.
She's run out of stars to snitch.
That's right. It's just a quiet sky. So what a great show. What a bunch of wonderful poetry. Collapse, I really have to say, I really liked hers. I was impressed to hear her sing. I've never heard
that
her sing before.
Yeah,
she did a really great job with that. So.
There are a bunch of other ones that rang really good, too. I mean, the Scarecrow Living Blues was great. Poor Man's Son, that was wonderful, too. Randy's, and I did like the Everglades.
Yeah.
That was a good, great new piece.
Well, absolutely. Each one of those poems was wonderful. I always
and
spoke
Eric
on hers because I've never heard her sing.
I'll tell you we're going to do Sha-na-na next week. I got into something. Doo-wop came up in a conversation recently. So I said, all right, doo-wop.
There you go.
Yeah, that seems like a bit of fun right there. So we're going to do some Sha-na-na next week, which ought to be another enlivening show. And I really like these bits where we got, say, 11, 12, 13, and we can do the song along with it. Makes it for a little bit more in-depth play on the angle. And a lot more personal.
Absolutely. I agree with that. That's very true. And people get to hear what someone was listening to when they came up with a poem. So it kind of gives a little bit more weight to it all. And,
Absolutely.
So yes, another wonderful Sunday. I can't wait for next week. And everyone join us tomorrow night for the Garden of Enlightenment with Libby Wilder. I believe she's still doing set page 6. We've got a ton of them in this group. Everybody is so good, you know. Her boards are always loaded. So hope everyone will tune in and talk to her tomorrow night. And Rex, you have After Midnight tomorrow night. What are you doing?
Oh, After Midnight. We're running on, you've heard of the Marcus of Queensbury, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the Marcus of Queensbury rules. Well, tomorrow we're doing the Marquis de Sade rules.
There you go.
I run into some Marquis de Sade quotes, and hey, you know what? We have some fun playing with these. And so, what with the Marquis
Absolutely.
De Sade rule?
Very good, very good. Sounds like another great night of poetry, for sure. And yeah, we have a few seconds left, so. Thank you, Rex, for putting out another wonderful show, and it was fun hanging with us tonight. And, it was good. It was a good show. And thank you to Stella for hanging with us all night. Randy, he was here almost the whole night, too. Great job. Mm-hmm.
Had a blast. Thank you, Jean. And so, Randy, thank you for hanging out with us. You got to do it again. And Phil, you're getting really good at playing on the parody angle, and you're getting real good at doing the longer ones too. I like it.
Yep, absolutely.
And Colette, Eric, thank you for the sound cloud. Much appreciated. Hey, guys, if You can do SoundClouds. We'd like to hear your voices, so don't be afraid to put them in there. We'll definitely put them on the shows. So
amen.
Until next Sunday when we do it again, have a nice evening, everybody, and thank you very much.
Great job, Rex.